So now we're in the time of the Ben HaMetzarim, in between the tragedies, as it's known in halachic literature and Chazal. This period is not called the 3 weeks in halacha, maybe one reason, because it isn't 3 weeks, actually, it's 22 days, actually. But it's not interesting. A friend of mine once saw a sefer, the Shalosh Shavuos, the three Shavuos, and he figured it was going to be about the end of the Gemara in Ksuvis, about the conditions they made, about when we can get back Eretz Yisrael, when we can't, the whole Gemara about Eretz. And when he opened up, he saw it was about the 3 weeks. So it's not classically called the 3 weeks in halacha. It's the Ben HaMetzarim. So we're in the time between Yud Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And this year we'll go to the 10th of Av because of it's going to be a Nidcha. So we'll discuss it. We'll get into many issues in terms of the Nidcha on Tisha B'Av, but we have a couple of weeks for that. Here's some more general feedback on the 3 weeks. So just to begin, so Rav Soloveitchik has a famous piece where he discusses the different levels of Avelis. Because we have the 3 weeks, as it's known, the 9 days, Shua Shecholbo, and Tisha B'Av. And basically the different minhagim, as let's say the 3 weeks, not to shave or take haircuts, not to have weddings, etc. Different laws, the 9 days, meat and wine, laundries, Tisha B'Av. So the different halachas for each group. So most poskim, this learned, they don't put it into any set category. It's these are the minhagim of the 3 weeks, 9 days. Nothing to do with any other area of Avelis. This is their own area. However Chazal took, or whoever the rabbis took and put together, different laws. The Soloveitchiks in general don't go for that. They're big into categories. They can't just say, well, it's the 9 days, it's based on what? You have to have some halakha category, or else it's meaningless. So Rav Soloveitchik says that these categories go back to our classical categories of Avelis. We know when a person loses a loved one, a parent, spouse, etc. So we know we have Shiva, we have the 7 days of mourning, we have Shloshim, we have the 30 days, and we have Yud Beis Chodesh. And for a parent, out Kivud Av Aim, we have 12 months. But basically, Avelis is usually 30 days, but for a parent, we have Yud Beis Chodesh. So Soloveitchik says the 3 week period is patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. Again, as it's not going to be identical, because we'll see not all the halachas match. But as a general rule, that the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 3 weeks is patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. The 9 days is patterned after Shloshim. And Tisha B'Av is patterned after Shiva. And as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, we see an interesting distinction between the two. They seem to work in opposite directions. When it comes to Avelis, when you lose a loved one, so we go from Shiva to Shloshim to Yud Beis Chodesh. We go from the Chamor to the Kal. We go from the more intense, the more strict, to the more lenient. Masha Ein came when it comes to the 3 weeks. We go from the Kal to the Chamor. We go from the lenient to the more strict. So why the distinction? If it's patterned after, if the 3 weeks is patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh and Shloshim and Shiva, why don't we follow the same pattern we have by Avelis? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that's because, as the Gemara in Yevamos talks about, there's a big difference between what we call Avelis Chadasha and Avelis, the old Avelis and the new Avelis. And the new Avelis Chadasha means, obviously, that's the classical Avelis. You lose a loved one, it just happened. The old Avelis is we're remembering something that happened thousands of years ago. In fact, there's a famous, I think, Maisa with Napoleon, whether it's true or not, but they see Napoleon, I guess it was walking by with one of his aides, and it must have been Tisha B'Av, I guess, is the way the story goes, and he said to his aide, "What's going on here? What's happening in this synagogue, in this shul? I hear all this crying and wailing." And the aide said to him, oh, the Jews are crying, they lost their temple. So Napoleon got steaming. What? No one told me about it. I didn't read it in the paper yesterday. When did they lose? Oh, no, they lost the temple. I think then it was like 1700 years ago, whatever it was. Long time ago. And he said, well, anyone who's crying about something from thousands of years ago, they're going to be zocha to merit the rebuilding of the temple. But whatever it is, there's a big difference between national mourning and personal mourning. When it comes to personal mourning, no one has to tell you. It's reactionary. Basically, you lose someone close to you, you're going to feel the loss right away and immediately. Of course, everyone mourns differently. You know, there's denial, there's numbness, but as a general rule, that you're gonna get hit right away, and hopefully time heals to a certain extent. We move into the new normal, but basically it goes from the covered to the cow, goes from the hard to the light. First Shiva is the most intense mourning. That's when you need it the most, and you don't leave the home. Then you have Shloshim and you have Yud Beis Chodesh. When it comes to national mourning, it's a whole different ball game, because it's very hard. Some people find it hard to mourn even for a loved one, but no matter how hard you find to lose for, some find it easy. You just lost someone and it's automatic reactionary. But when it comes to national mourning, something happened years ago that we can't, how could we appreciate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash when we don't even know what the Beis HaMikdash means? It's very hard, you know, to relate to something that we never actually participated in. And even intellectually, I guess we could relate to it somewhat, but many people have hard time relating to the Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, all that. That it's hard to bring home to this generation. So Rav Soloveitchik explains that's what Chazal had in mind. You can't just wake up one morning and start crying over the Churban HaBayis. So therefore, you have to prepare yourself. It's all about the hachana. So basically, the beginning of the 3 weeks, the beginning of the end, so to speak, Nebuchadnezzar, the siege of the wall of Jerusalem, that was the beginning part. So the three-week period, we start, okay, remember, no haircuts, no shaving, no weddings, etc. Let's start getting into the mode. You have to start turning your mind onto the Churban HaBayis. But, you know, we're not going cold turkey on everything. Okay, you have a 10 days or so, a little more. Okay, then now the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishen Nichnas Av, B'matim B'simcha. So, okay, let's tone it down again, the 9 days. Then there's Ashua Shechobo, and ultimately then there's Erev Tisha B'Av, and then ultimately Tisha B'Av, hopefully it's a day where we can start feeling the Churban HaBayis. So when it comes to national mourning, it's a whole different ballgame. It's something that it's much harder to relate to, and it's something we need hachana for. Personal avelus doesn't need, in fact, I mean, you really can't prepare. It could happen suddenly. You know, in some cases, it definitely is a lot easier, even personal mourning, when a person, that's why the avos, for one of the things they ask for, the person shouldn't die right away. The person should get sick first. So number one, it's, has the time for the person himself to do tshuva and to get their act together. But just as important is to get the family. Any type of sudden loss is always much more difficult. But there's only so much preparation you're going to have, because you're not going to know in terms of what is considered, you know, when it's going to happen. But by national mourning, it's a whole different ballgame. We have time to prepare and see what's going on, to the effort we start getting into the mode of we do the Nihugi Avelis, we do during Shloshim, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, etc. And that's why, based on the Gemara Nebamah, we see a major difference between the new Avelis and the old Avelis, and therefore, that's why it goes the opposite. When it comes to Avelis Chadasha, we go from strict to lenient, but when we go plenty of room, you didn't get hit, from strict to lenient. On the other hand, when we go from lenient, from one lenient to cow, and in fact, that's the major distinction between that. In fact, we know, based on the Gemara in a different context, the Gemara Moed Katan tells us that the Gemara talks about no avelus on Yontif. So the question is, why is there no avelus on Yontif? So the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, I believe, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us because the mitzvah of Simcha Barabim, the public mitzvah of Simcha, overrides the private mitzvah of avelus. When you do avelus, it's a private affair. When you have a Simcha, it's a public affair. And therefore, the whole Klai Yisrael is involved in the mitzvah of Simcha. Only the mourners are involved in the mitzvah of Avelus. So therefore, Avelus cannot coincide with Yontif. The mitzvah of Simcha Derabbah overrides the personal Avelus. And we have a major machlokas, Tosis, and the Rambam in terms of how you learn the Gemara. The Rambam writes, Simcha Yontif is Daraisa today, and he also holds Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, the mitzvah of Simcha Derabim Daraisa beats out the mitzvah of Simcha, but Avelus the Yachid Daraisa. And the Bali Tosas disagree on both accounts. They hold the mitzvah of Simcha is only Derabanan today because there's no Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Basar Kodshim, the Karbanos. But as well, Avelus Yom Rishon is only Derabanan as well. And therefore, the public rabbinical mitzvah beats out the private rabbinic mitzvah of Avela. So, however, the Gemara remains the same, but it's the Machlokas we showed him how you learn the difference. And they point out that the Nafka Mina would be is, what about a case of where a person dies on during Chol HaMoed Pesach, or whatever Chol HaMoed we're talking about. And so you do the burial on Chol HaMoed. So when does Avelus begin? Does Avelus begin? So in Eretz Yisrael, it's clear it begins when Yontif is over. But in a place where, unless of course you keep Yontif Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, but in Yontif Sheni, Yontif Sheni is only a mitzvah midrabanan, but a mitzvah derabanan derabim, Avelus. So according to Ashkenaz, there's nothing to talk about because Avelus is only derabanan. So therefore, the public mitzvah derabim beats out the private Avelus. But according to the Svardim, Avelus Yom Rishon is deraisa, and Simcha derabim on Yontif Sheni is only derabanan. What wins when you have a conflict between a mitzvah derabim versus a mitzvah derabim derabanan versus a mitzvah deraisa diyachid? So that's what you have a machlokas rishonim, whether you have avelus, whether you begin avelus on Yontif Sheni Shel Yontif or not, but based on this issue. And in fact, you know, that's the Tosfos in Brachas Anaf Memches Memzayin, who quotes the Bahag on that, which is a major machlokas rishonim. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? We go with the general rule of halacha l'divrei hameikel ba'avelus. We always go with the lenient opinion by avelus. And therefore, interesting, it comes out, the minhag seems to be that we don't observe avelus on Yontif Sheni, but we count it as day one. In other words, I had the shaila last, it could have been Chol HaMoed Sukkos, I had the shaila, where someone died on Chol HaMoed, so we did the burial, and they asked me, the burial happened to be in Winnipeg, and that's where they said, so they wanted to know when the Avelus ends. So whatever the day, you know, so I told them, I told them, but he said, the rabbi in Winnipeg said it was Thursday, you know. So I said, the minhag is that you count Yom Tov Sheni as day one. That happened to be, you know, I'm not saying whether the rabbi, I don't know if he was an Orthodox rabbi or not. Anyway, I'm just pointing out, but even many people might not know anyway. The minhag is that you count Yom Tov Sheni as day one, albeit, therefore, I told him, you know, everyone's happy to end the day early. So halacha l'divrei hameikel, not everyone, sometimes people feel they need the days by Avelus, but So therefore, you end up counting the day, but not actually observing it. So it is so interesting. Whether it's a nafka mina or not, by Tisha B'Av, actually, that could be different on maybe this whole time period, but specifically Tisha B'Av, that's an avelus derabim in terms of that's the whole Klai Yisrael in terms of. You know, it's not the same halacha because it's not, even though it will be a mobi, you're not going to have that conflict. But in terms of practicality, there happens to be a case where it's an avelus derabim that the whole Klai Yisrael is mourning. In fact, it goes so far. There was a machlokas among the Rishonim, bizman beis hamikdash kayam. Let's say bizman bayisheni, when the beis hamikdash was up, do you observe avelus on Tisha B'Av? On one hand. You know, so what's in the Kudas HaMachok? So Machok is Rishonim, whether Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, what's in the Kudas HaMachok is? So the Kudas HaMachok seems to be, is if the whole purpose of Tisha B'Av or this time period is Avelis over the Churban HaBayis, okay, so then obviously there's no Churban HaBayis, it's Binyan HaBayis, so then there's no need, it's a day of Simcha. However, if you learn like others, it seems to be the Rambam, that what it's true, the Churban HaBayis happened on Tisha B'Av. But once it did happen, or I don't know what's the Sim and what's the Siba, but once it did happen, Chazal Wakoveya, this was a universal day of Avelus. That once Tisha B'Av became the universal, so it's not just a day for the Churban HaBayis, it's for all the pogrom, Spanish Inquisition, some say Yom HaShoah should be, that's the Holocaust, in other words, and that's why we even have different kinos. So that could be also part, I'm just thinking aloud now, that could be some of the wrestling match about in terms of adding new kinos about nothing to do with the Churban HaBayis, which we do. I'm just saying, so it seems to be, maybe that's tied into that issue, whether today, today there's no nafka mina because we have the Churban HaBayis, so therefore, but we see, I guess that would be the issue. If it's supposed to be limited to the Churban HaBayis, so then why bring in other kinos? But I think the other issues with bringing other kinos isn't so much it's about other things as so much as whether we could make new kinos today. It's a separate issue. It could be connected or not, but that's what it is. So based on the Rambam, we seem to accept today that it's a universal day of Avelus, and therefore, if that's the case, so then there is room to argue that even on Tisha B'Av, when we have the Beis HaMikdash, if we're coveying this day as a day of Avelus, so then even when the Beis HaMikdash is up, there's room to discuss, you know, that it's a day of mourning. That gets into the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yuches Amar Beis, we'll have to go into, but the whole discussion about, it says, Daf, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, about the Tzom, the Navi Zechariah says, Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShavi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yebehel Asasam L'Simcha. That the Tzom of the fourth month, Yud Zayin Tammuz, the tenth, the seventh month, the Tzom HaChamishi, you know, was the, you know, we have the Tisha B'Av, we have the seventh month, we have Tzom Gedalia, and we have the 10th month, Yelel B'Sasso with Simcha. So therefore, the Gemara asks, but it's an apparent contradiction. Is it a Tzom, or is it a Sasso with Simcha? So the Gemara answers, basically, when we're under religious persecution and we have no Beis HaMikdash, it's definitely a Tzom. But if we have a Beis HaMikdash, it's a Sasso with Simcha. So therefore, from there, from the simple reading of the Gemara, that seems to say that when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so there was a day that's pashas that there was no Avelus even on Tisha B'Av. But obviously, if all you have is that Gemara, you know, maybe that was talking about, you know, by his Rishon store, etc. But it seems to be, and the way the Rambam learns and the way our meaning seems to be, that we seem to, and it could have been that maybe it was at that time, that was the Iker sorrow we have, but as Jewish history developed, unfortunately, we've had many tragedies and many types of sorrows, and therefore, whether it always was that way and they changed it, or maybe even when Chazal had in mind, that they had in mind to conclude, and that seems to be the minhag, that certainly that Tisha B'Av is not only a day for Churban HaBayis, it's a day we remember all the different tragedies in Jewish history, and that's what the beginning of the 3 weeks now. It's national mourning. It's not the same as personal mourning, and it takes sometimes 3 weeks might not be enough. 3 years might be enough, but at least we try to get into the mood by doing some. That's because even though, as we'll see, there'll be heterim for shaving, etc., listening to music and all these times during the Avelis. The question is whether you should use those coolers or not, because ultimately, I think for me personally, the reason why I don't shave isn't because I don't think you can shave, but we'll hear in the next couple of clear why we have Salavashik Shita, and there's plenty of room to be mako if you're looking for a head to the shave. For me, that's part of since there's so little to feel the churban, so at least when I look in the mirror in the morning, I see I have a beard. It'll be, as I say, it's bittersweet, because the problem is I don't like shaving. So it's kind of like the opposite. I'm happy I don't have to shave. It's an excuse where I could walk around like a manuvo for a couple of weeks. But on the other hand, I see at least, because if I shave, then I listen to music, which music isn't such a big thing for me. I don't necessarily listen to music when it's not the 3 weeks anyway, so music's not such a big thing for me. But if I'm listening to music and I'm shaving, then how much is left? During the 9 days, you feel a little bit more, even though today you can have plenty of dairy, even though I'm a meat and potato guy, but at least, so at least you should do something. The question isn't what you have to do in terms of what works for you, in terms of starting to feel, the churban. So therefore, we begin on Yud Zayin Tammuz, this year Yud Ches Tammuz, it was a Nidcha, and we get into, starting to feel the churban. We'll have to, we'll continue on some more 3 weeks and 9 days tomorrow.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Yes, so maybe you should...